This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury.
Frida Liu.
Arvind Yabraj.
We are with you for about another 14 minutes. We are discussing whether or not the internet can save the department store, how for some internet-first brands, getting a product on shelves is becoming as important as selling it on Instagram. Some of the department stores, of course, are welcoming this. And, of course, some of the internet retailers and brands think it's a great idea. We have some tweets. No tweets. No tweets.
Not yet.
What did you put your hand up for then?
I was going to say, we spoke about department stores, whether the internet can save department stores, but I think the internet has saved department spaces. If you look at things like Rio in the City and Tiffin and stuff.
That's a good point.
They normally take up spaces that you wouldn't regularly or normally go to or you wouldn't normally visit, but they turn it into like department spaces or like a living, like an actual department store for a couple of weekends.
Right.
Yeah, even old spaces like Rio in the City, they used to go to the old Central Depot, which you wouldn't use that for anything else, but then they turn it into like a retail space for like a weekend or like a couple of weekends. So that kind of concept, maybe even for department stores, if they did that, like they held an event, then it might work.
What was that article we talked about, the story that came out a couple of weeks ago in America, where these malls are turned into logistics warehouses for Amazon?
For Amazon.
So that's the direction.
Okay, then. Final story of the day.
Oh, I like this story. It came out 3 weeks ago, but it's definitely worth a mention. It came out Malay Mail. This is what Maybank is doing. They're implementing work-life practices, WLPs. So by doing this, organizations can help parents to successfully reconcile their work schedules with school or daycare hours. You know, so we've got with the advent of Industry 4.0 and today's multi-generational workforce demanding flexibility, one of the biggest perks of any organization is flexible work arrangements, which allows employees to plug in and work from anywhere. So there are two examples here, one of which is the Maybank's Director of Corporate Banking, Zanim Azari. He says, I do my discussions and my meetings over the phone at home. I'm thankful this. I've been with the bank for 26 years and throwing all the experience isn't something I wanted. I still feel that I can contribute and it isn't only my family benefiting from my flexible work arrangements. It's me too. I'm able to be my sons when they need to be me and at the same time do good work for the organizations. So FWAs is about getting the most from employees every day. Morale is up. Productivity levels are also up. Another colleague, Joanne Kumar, with Maybank says, having benefited from flexible work for 2 years, he credits FWAs for allowing the opportunity to be very present in the lives of his children. He manages the family's morning school routine and is thankful for the resulting stronger bonds with them. So, you know, what to me was brilliant about what they're doing is that they're also offered parental leave, right? Paternal leave. And this has got to be one of the longest I've ever seen in a local organization. The male employees have the option of applying for maximum 90 days leave from the child's birth date with half pay and full benefits to care for their newborn. So in July last year, the bank extended parental leave to employees who are adopting a child. The parental leave policy for child adoption allows eligible employees, irrespective of their marital status, to take a leave of absence to bond with their new child. And so this is Nora A. Manaf, the Group Chief Human Capital Officer. She's quite innovative and quite visionary. And she said that this has come about because of Talent Corp. Talent Corp has been talking about this flexible arrangements, and I guess they've taken a whole new level. So I find that it's really important that they've done that. Diversity is everything. It's not just gender. We use our income per headcount. Our profitability is good proxies to show that when you do the right thing, the right results come out. So, and, you know, I've had the benefit of working for a company that offered that. I mean, as a woman and all that, the ability to work from home. And you're actually a lot more productive. And you have to realize that new employees are at different life stages. And, you know, how committed are they when half their mind are thinking about home, right? And vice versa. So when you want to get an employee that's fully engaged, right, if you offer them these things, this is great. I love the paternal leave. It's like, wow, I didn't realize that.
I mean, I had a the other day when I interviewed Sharita Liu from On Back Kitchen, and we were talking about customer service and one thing or another. And I said one of the reasons that I thought the business had a future and I liked the idea of the business was that the people that were working for her seemed happy and genuinely wanted to make sure that your experience was a good one. And I got chatting to her about that, and she said, well, the reason that it's like that is because we realize that people are human beings first and they have problems and those problems regardless of whether or not people tell you to leave them at home, and you can't always do that, right. You know? So what we do is we allow those people to fix those problems first, and then they come into work. So if they need time off for whatever reason it is, we give that to them. If they need a bit of money because they're running short for that month, we give that to them. We allow them that breathing space. And when they're happy, they can come back into the business and they'll be then happy when they treat the customers.
Right. And this is where I can understand as well, right? When these things do happen, life does happen, right? But if you know that there's going to be a pattern of something, then you've got to learn to manage that as well. Within the flexibility, right? I mean, it can't be short every month, right? Because that's always going to be an issue as well, because you are working with someone who is running a business.
So
you do have to take that into consideration. But yes, I understand things happen. But if it's also, you know, you can't use that as an excuse and say, every month there's going to be an issue.
Right. Yeah.
At the same time.
I think that's why it took so long for stuff like this to catch on. Mm-hmm. Like even if you compare it to maybe like a while ago, people didn't have flexible working hours because they were scared employees were going to take advantage. Right. Like if you give them, you know, you can work 3 hours or, you know, 6 hours, 3 hours a day, let's say, then everyone's going to take the 3 hours and just run away from the office, which I don't think is the case. I think now people are realizing that if you give people flexibility, they might take maybe 5, 6, maybe even the full 9 hours on some days. Right. And then other days when they are done with their work or they have something else to do on the outside, as long as they have finished their work, then they will make use of the flexible hours. Mm. Giving people flexible hours doesn't mean they're going to be flexible all the time. And if they are, that means, you know, you need to look into their employee status and stuff. Like, you know?
You sit down and say, look, okay, this is a thing. Maybe every Thursday I have to leave at 4 because of this, right? So we know that this is happening. So we can plan around it. But it's just like when you get these little ad hoc surprises, it's very difficult for businesses as well. So you got to understand that, right? Yes. Because they're paying you a salary. So you also have to, you know, there's a lot of give and take. And I understand that companies are doing this to keep employees, but you also as an employee have an obligation to your employer.
Yeah, you shouldn't be taking advantage of it.
Yeah, two-way street. Mm.
Okay, I think we've come to the end of the show, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for contributing regarding whether or not the internet can save the department store. It's kind of been up and down. You know, we've had an interesting discussion and debate in here, and we've, you know, some of the stuff that we've been saying, I've just mentioned about how, you know, some of these spaces that we wouldn't normally use, you know, we've seen kind of be reinvigorated by the internet coming in, or, you know, internet communities coming in and helping to revive some
and
of
have
these
you seen
spaces.
The crowd for that kind
it's
of those
crazy
kind of, it's
right?
insane it's yeah, like yeah. you know it's I mean the amount of income, just the revenue alone that must be flowing through that event on a weekly basis, it's insane. It's ridiculous.
So that's the story we started off with, of course, whether or not the internet can save the department store. We then moved on to,
then we spoke about the Tim Cook doctrine and how it might be Apple's most expensive endeavor yet,
right? And then we talk about Maybank's flexible hours and how they have work-life practices, which talks about FWAs, which stands for, yes,
flexible working arrangements.
There you go.
Don't go anywhere though, ladies and gents. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. It is Dr. Ahmad Faizal Muhammad Perdaus. He's the president of Mercy Malaysia. The Malaysian Medical Relief Society, better known as Mercy Malaysia, celebrated their 20th anniversary of providing humanitarian assistance to communities in Malaysia and around the world. The Breakfast Grill managed to speak to Dato this morning about the organization's plans and thoughts on Malaysia's humanitarian efforts, all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu and Arvin Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. We'll be back same time, same place at noon tomorrow on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.